Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially those over-the-road truckers out there. Thank you so very much for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Morning.
Okay, Randy in San Antonio wants to know what's up with the John Durham investigation. We talked a little bit about that last hour, and we really didn't have anything to say, because I don't think there is anything to say.
There isn't. We know nothing.
Okay, so that answered that quickly. But
it's a pathetic situation here. And I would argue that Merrick Garland, who is head of our Department of Justice, maybe otherwise known as Injustice here at this point, certainly doesn't appear to be in a lot of support of this Durham investigation, because I don't see him pushing it or, you know, trying to advance the investigation. But we also necessarily, I would say, that in some cases, it may have some other reason for delay, least of which would be Hunter Biden. So in the revelations that are being made there. But do we know anything more than that? No.
Eric believes, and he put this out there, and we may hear from him in a minute, but Eric believes that this is being cataloged and to be sealed for possible future use. In the meantime, we have Elliot on the line. Good morning, Elliot, in Wesley Chapel. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Denise, I'd like you to get your take on this here. You know, after selling off some of their assets, Fox News New York is worth well over $21 billion today now. The two Murdoch brothers donated over $120 million to the Democratic Party, but yet makes a great play to operate under the conservative banner at Fox. I also like to say that recently Communist China sent letterheads out to all the Muslim countries and other countries of interest demanding the return of the Uyghurs. Denise, please comment on the murder on the Murdoch brothers from Fox News and what they're doing, and China quest to round up the remaining Uyghurs. Thank you very much.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I would check carefully on a lot of what is being reported about the Murdoch family and the Democratic Party. Fox, at one point, was taking a big hit with their viewership and some of their programming, and a lot of their programming during the later part of the Trump administration and going all the way into January the 6th and beyond. If you take a look now, however, they have taken a much more conservative posture. And, you know, they operate with the mantra of fair and balanced. I think that they have taken another look at their viewership and what they're really about, and I think they're addressing some of those things too. You know, try and hold the conservative candle, if you will.
You're right.
The attempt, the operative word is attempt to.
Yeah.
So, as far as the Uyghurs go, look, this is a bad situation here, and China just doesn't care. China doesn't care at all what other governments, other world leaders are saying about the country. President Xi is doing what President Xi wants to do, and he's not going to be questioned or challenged by anybody, period. So trying to address human rights when it comes to China is really going to rely, I think, personally on corporations and businesses that are doing business there. And that would come from pressure from the U.S. Trade Representatives and the Secretary of State, kind of putting some pressure on them, too. But I don't believe the Secretary of State will do that. But we ought to look at U.S. manufacturers that are using some of those prisons and some of those that personnel in China, and we ought to put them to shame, those like Nike. So it really comes down to us, I think.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more. And sorry the computer cut you off there, Denise. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more in store. And we'll finish the answer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch. Let's listen to what they have to say.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, and back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, again, go over there to FoundersCode.com, and you might get an article like I did yesterday from February 2020. Boy, you got to fix that.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no, there's got to be a better way to do that, and I'm sure you'll get it taken care of. I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I thought I was getting something really good. But anyway, let's go back to what you were talking about so you can finish it.
Let's go back several years here for a second, and that goes back to the time that Glenn Beck was on 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Fox News. What did Glenn Beck actually teach us? He taught us how to research things, and he was telling us all kinds of crazy stuff that was going on with our government. And we have to be kind of grateful to Beck for that reason, because I think that we went to school on him. I mean, we were learning, so many things. Well, Glenn Beck, after he left Fox and started to do his own thing, he kind of went off the main path there for a while, but now he's kind of back doing that same kind of thing, but he's doing it on his own network. But who has picked up the mantle now? Who's got the baton? I think that Sean Hannity was picking it up in a big, huge way. But he's very much concentrated on all things that have to do with government and how they treated Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tucker Carlson has gone another direction.
Yep.
And I think that we have to be grateful to Tucker Carlson, because Tucker is actually calling on many different topics. And I think that Tucker is, you know, he's actually been out there on the road. And you guys have to necessarily understand what is happening with Fox Nation. Now, I'm not here to promote Fox News at all. I'm just saying that they're taking a very different tact on things.
Correct.
And I'm really very happy for that. We know that, especially because of big tech is censoring and removing videos and all those other kinds of things. Well, that's the very reason that Fox now has Fox Nation. And that's because when they put their own videos and whatnot up on Fox Nation, big tech, meaning Google and YouTube, can't remove them.
Mm-hmm.
So they can talk about hydroxychloroquine and not have the videos taken down, or they can talk about the insurrection as activities by Black Lives Matter or critical race theory and not have Google and Facebook take them down.
Right.
The other fascinating thing that needs to necessarily be understood, too, I would say, is Mark Lamb, and he announced it on my show several weeks ago, and I was really quite grateful for it. He has a new, we all miss live PD, and live PD is not going to come back anytime soon, although the Dan Abrams says it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Lamb announced his own version of live PD, and that is called the American Sheriff. Now, what is particularly interesting about this one is it is a subscription-based show. I think it's I think you said it was $4.99 a month. So they're taking you back again to the work that law enforcement does, and this isn't just about Sheriff Mark Lamb in Arizona. This is a whole nationwide show. So people are beginning to figure out how to get by media and big tech. Meanwhile, you're looking at several Republican governors that are passing, and DeSantis of Florida took the lead, that are passing laws to take on big tech. So while we can no longer rely on the federal government because of lack of confidence, and we can go on forever about lack of confidence in the federal government, we're finding other ways because of governors to take back our country, not only from law enforcement, which would be things like the Department of Justice and the FBI,
okay,
and local police, but also I would say the action the governors are taking.
All right. Well, we'll move along to something a little different here, and that's all interesting. But, you know, we just found out again over the weekend. Now, we heard about this earlier, and we heard it was around 2 million. But all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, here it comes. We found out that hackers stole nearly 26 million user login credentials for Amazon, Facebook, and Google, way after the fact.
Yeah, that came out last week, and that has actually been a collective. They finally came up with some numbers. I would say that it's probably more than that, but what's particularly interesting is that happened to people who use Microsoft machines,
mm-hmm,
meaning Microsoft platforms.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have a choice but to use, if you're using a computer as opposed to an Apple, we don't really have too much of a choice but to use Microsoft. But Microsoft, too, has also been part of what happened with the dark side and how they were able to get in the back door. So I would be challenging the securities of using Microsoft, and yet Microsoft they've been pretty quiet on all of this.
Yeah. By the way, our buddy Fred down in Fort Lauderdale listening to the program says, thank you for addressing the Durham non-investigation. It should be renamed the Beltway Lawyer Insider Full Employment Act.
Oh, well, no argument from me on that one.
All right, I got to ask you a question. Why is it that Joe Biden will not hold a joint press conference with Vladimir Putin? Is he afraid of being shown up?
I think he's afraid of necessarily being blindsided by having to respond to whatever Putin may or may not say with the question and answer session. And the White House has no confidence in that, and rightly so. So, they want to go it alone, and that means that they'll call on their own list of people in the media for questions and answers. So, yeah, that's why.
Mm. By the way, AOC and her ilk are still at it again. Of course, AOC is not going to go away anytime soon. We all know that. But unfortunately, Omar did it again, promoting a video by a group that's currently under investigation by the FBI for their terrorism ties. And when are we going to be able to censure that woman?
It's not going to happen, so don't think we will.
What a shame, right?
You've got a Speaker of the House that, I guess if you could say that, I mean, Nancy Pelosi is in that role, but she's not going to do anything to hurt her caucus. It ain't going to happen.
By the way, we're fixing to have a big-time race down here. We're going to run out of time, but it looks like Marco Rubio and Val Demings, that race is going to be...
It won't be a race at all.
Well, they're talking about the money the Dems are going to throw into it. They've already got big-time money coming in, but we'll see. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the different things she writes about. I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel will welcome a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett will assume office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett, saying in a statement that his administration is fully committed to working with the new Israeli government to advance security, stability, and peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Biden and Bennett also spoke by phone, where they agreed to consult with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And as the G7 summit closed on Sunday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations have agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the U.S. would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. And the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations, brings you the Veterans Military Report here on the program. By the way, don't forget that they're going to tell you all about themselves coming up right about now. So here, let's give it a listen.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, what we'd like to suggest everybody does is to give them a call and take a tour at one of their campuses and find out what they're all about. Now, the phone number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities. By the way, if you want to check out their website, it's merely naa.edu to go to find out more about them. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be treated with the white gloves treatment. Now, the Air Force has announced that they're going to keep their B-1 bombers in service until more B-21 Raiders are available to be put into service. And they actually have more available airplanes for the combatant commander by getting rid of the oldest, most problem-prone aircraft once that can happen. But we do have some B-1s that are right now in theater over there, I do believe, in the Middle East, as well as you've heard them flying different sorties from their base here in the United States. Now, also, Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to expand the VA's footprint, but he missed the deadline to nominate the commissioners to review it. Now, the commission process cannot be made into an effort to blindly close facilities or scale back services for veterans, so says Senator John Tester, Democrat of Montana. He said, and I quote, under Secretary McDonough, I don't think that will happen. Darren Selnick, who worked for more than 2 years in the Trump administration, first in the White House as a VA advisor, where he helped usher the Mission Act through, and the Air Commission, and later at the VA itself, generally agreed with Tester. Selnick said, and I quote, it's not about closing. The recommendations have to be focused on how do you provide the best health care possible for veterans, and what does that look like? End of quote. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. Getting very close. We'll find out. Now, 2 weeks ago, two Republican lawmakers launched a whistleblower site to gather complaints from our troops about anti-American indoctrination seeping into parts of our military. Now, this is Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, who described this during a Senate Armed Services Committee. And we'll see where all this goes. The woke military. We'll see where all that goes. Now, also, when it comes to the money, it comes to the budget, and it looks like the Pentagon is trying to keep their budget up to where they've got it, but there are those people, again, the progressive left aisle of the Democratic Party that want to cut the budget. Top Pentagon leaders have defended President Joe Biden's flat defense budget, his request to keep it that way, along with his hard choices to slash some of the legacy weapons programs in favor of developing technologies as a hedge on China. We'll see how that plays out and works out. And we also know that in testimony before senators who are working on legislation to remove the sexual assault prosecutions from a company commander's authority, that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin implied he intends to recommend to the president that the entire military legal system be altered in some related way. Wow. I wonder if they're going to do what they've done in some of these cities where certain crimes aren't prosecuted anymore. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? And two former managers for a major privatized housing company have pleaded guilty to fraud charges in connection with a conspiracy to cover up poor maintenance work at military families' homes to make sure that the company received millions of dollars in performance incentive bonuses that were paid last year by the Justice Department. And this is what happens when you deal with career politicians. Because that money doesn't always go where it's supposed to. And that's the problem. Incentives are there to be just that, incentives. But when they turn around and they earmark money for something specific and it doesn't go there, that really, really, really says it all. Speaking of the military, an interview was done with former Vice President Mike Pence. And even though he didn't say anything, He was presented with the information that recently our military had been polled, and it viewed Mike Pence more favorably than most of the Republican voters who had done so in a private poll with the Republicans. Now, nearly two-thirds say that they believe that he's not as powerful or not as strong a figure as Donald Trump, but they like him. They like him. And that was kind of important to see that get out there with a lot of negative reporting going on about Mike Pence. By the way, want to hear a negative report? Only a third of the voters believe that President Barack Obama made racial relations better in America. But a larger percentage agree with his claim that right-wing media is frightening white people more about the demographic changes. Could be. And as investigators pursue evidence that COVID-19 and its virus may have originated in a Chinese research laboratory, many voters are now doubting that little Dr. Fauci has told the truth about the American funding of such research. And I'm one of those that doesn't believe little Dr. Fauci. I think his day has come and gone. We need to get rid of him, retire him, put him out to pasture, and then investigate him, because I'll be willing to bet you that if they really check the guy out, they're going to find something in his closet that we have been saying with our guests for quite some time, and that is that he is not the saint of saints, the God of gods that he pretends to be. He took advantage of a situation and capitalized it by making some $400,000+ a year for the past 6 years. Now, most Americans say their state government has done a better job of responding to the COVID-19 pandemic than the federal government. There is some truth in that one. There is some truth in that one, for sure. And let's not forget also that we know when it comes to the economic confidence in the country that it fell again last month, down nearly 5 points. The third month in a row that it's dropped. And I think we all know the reason why for that too, don't we? All right. Coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her doing that for us. Meanwhile, my conversation with Chris Markowski brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you feel the love of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utilities had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more new, rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel fantastic with a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs also are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget, they honor those that have served their country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Alrighty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good Monday morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, I got to talk about a little bit about Israel. I'm watching to see how the markets react with this change of prime ministers. Do you think there'll be any change at all?
I don't think it will matter much. I really don't. Again, you know, you and I were discussing during the break. It's still pretty divided over there as far as their government is concerned. They got a new coalition building. I don't think that there's going to be much blowback when it comes to the financial markets at all. I don't. I think that you know, the direction Israel's been heading throughout the Middle East, it's been in a good direction with relations with their neighbors. Is obviously that's improved. Obviously, we understand that they've got their situation within Gaza in their own area, which is obviously more difficult. But I don't think you're going to see much change in that. The surrounding nations are starting to understand the need and the importance of the peace within that region, which is what we can all hope for. So, no, I don't think that there's going to be much spillover.
Now, okay, and we'll go with that. Now, back home in the United States in Baltimore, the businesses in Baltimore, which have a pretty strong business group, have responded to the lack of police protection, and they've told the city of Baltimore they are going to stop paying city taxes if they don't get police protection.
We got a Baltimore Tea Party 2021. I talked about that this past weekend, and I think that this is a fantastic way to go. And I, quite honestly, I think that we should see more of this. Quite frankly, built tax revolts. It's not that they didn't pay their taxes. They took their taxes and their licensing fees and all that crap that you got to pay to the government all the time, and they actually put it into an escrow account.
Yep.
Saying until you start, you know, actually doing your job, until you start policing our neighborhood and cleaning up the garbage and doing the things you're going to do, we're not going to pay you anymore. And it's an area in Baltimore called Fells Point. And I'm familiar with the area because, you know, for years I've been going to Baltimore with the kids for lacrosse, and it was a very nice area being rebuilt, coming up, great restaurants, and now it's gotten turned into a no-go zone. And you know, it's a shame. It really is. But again, this is what happens when you have this push to defund the police and you tell the police that they can't do their job. Well, bad elements, get in. I had a drive through New York City, Manhattan yesterday, and the word of the day, well, word to describe it was, could be summed up as depressing.
And that was because of what you saw?
Yeah, it is what it is. It's graffiti everywhere, boarded up stores, you vagrants in the middle of the streets coming up to your cars, asking for money. I mean, stuff that was gone. I mean,
do they still try to clean your windshield?
Well, I listen, if they're trying to clean the windshield, at least they were going to try to work for the money. No, they didn't even bother with that.
Hmm. All right. Well, I got to talk about a group that you may or may not have heard about. Have you ever heard of the Washington Prime Group?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
They are an investment company that operates shopping centers all around the country. They were organized in Indiana originally back in January 2015, and then they moved their headquarters to Columbus, Ohio in September of 2016. They have just filed for bankruptcy. This is a major player in the game of the shopping centers that are out there.
Is it a real estate investment trust?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know who in their right mind would be putting their money into shopping mall real estate. Okay. Are you out of your mind? I mean, if you're taking a look around to see the world around you, it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. Like I said, drive through New York, Manhattan. I mean, the amount of retail, the amount of ground floor space that is empty, it's extraordinary. And this is happening around the country. People are buying and shopping differently than they did in the past. The footprint is much, much too large. And we've got a long way to go to the downside. We're nowhere near the bottom. A lot of this stuff is being propped up just to find greater fools in the interim so people can get out. I mean, the game of musical chairs is still going on where people are still trying to get out of their lousy investments. Don't be a sucker.
This company has 102 shopping centers, according to the documents that were filed, all the way from Texas down to, out west. And it says some of the companies that went bankrupt and are no longer in their mall, their shopping centers and malls are Christopher & Banks, Guitar Center, New York & Company, JCPenney, Steinmark, Sur La Table, Essentia Retail Group, and those are the big names that were in their shopping plazas, the big, what they call them, anchor stores.
Yeah, and they're gone. And it's, and then they're not coming back. So, you know, everybody can, you know, whistle fast and think it's coming back. It's just not going to happen. Everything is going to be, as far as I'm saying, much, much smaller footprint moving forward. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, anybody can walk outside, they can go for a ride, and you can see it. It's not, you know, it's not just the one area of the country. It's everywhere around the country.
Yeah, I agree. And I've seen plenty of it down here, you know, because you've got the malls. That's one thing. Remember, well, have you been to Lakewood Ranch recently?
Well, yeah, I know all about the big mall down
Henderson,
there.
Henderson.
Well, yeah. Let me. Here's a news flash for you. You know, Saks hasn't paid their rent, and that's a big anchor store there for a long time. At least last time I checked, maybe they started paying now. It's very, very difficult, you know, to make money in these places right now. So yeah, you see stores come in, you see stores come out. You know, a prime mall properties will probably survive as the A type properties that you'll have to some degree. And that happens to be one of them, but many of the lower level ones are just going to go away. You know, there's no sort of thinking beyond this. I mean, you can use these properties maybe for new schools, apartments. There's various different things are going to have to do to repurpose these properties, because if not, it's going to be blighted.
Well, let's see now. Bitcoin has jumped because of Elon Musk again, who says that Tesla will use it when mining cleaner.
I didn't even look at where it is at any given day. Try to guess what Bitcoin is going to do. And quite frankly, what Elon Musk does, and, you know, I don't even know how this is legal at this point in time. This guy has got built such a name and presence for himself, especially online, is that he can move crypto markets and other things just by putting a tweet out. Now, what do you think he's doing before he puts a tweet out? He's obviously positioning himself or making money off what you are going to do after the fact. So, again, you know, it's classic mm-hmm. pump and dump. I, you know, he's a CEO of a publicly traded company. I don't know how, you know, the Securities and Exchange Commission doesn't crack down on this.
Well, he just came out and said that he's got a car called the Model S plaid Tesla, which is going to be bigger, or I'm going to be faster than the Porsche, Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Now, that's what he just tweeted out again.
Yeah, I think it's a $150,000 Tesla, I think. You know, I'm not sure. It's expensive. It's a high-end one. They were going to do a plaid, was an S model. They were going to do the lower-level model, but they canceled that one. So, again, there you go. You want your $150,000 Tesla? Have at it.
Yeah. And tomorrow we're going to have to find out how come Americans are quitting at the highest level in 20 years. Right now, they decided to fold up their tent, quit, and retire. What's that all about? And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Chris. All right. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there. Check out his website. Find out all the different things that he does because he's into it. Believe me. And his weekend show, I heard part of it. I didn't hear it all, but I heard part of it. Really interesting this weekend. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'm coming right back with more. And Frank Silvato, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.